again, you know that we've had some difficulty with what's going on. So I'm going to go back today and just do a little review. I'm going to bounce a little bit, okay? All of the wonderful teachings are on the website. Just go to the website. Just go find out more about Grace Point. Hit it. You go to our main website. Look up to the right. You'll see Radio Archives. Hit that. Go all the way down, and you'll see all of the teachings on this series. If you go to the last couple, number 14, number 15, it'll be about this very subject, this number 5 of the seven evil spirits. Deuteronomy 7, verse 1 and 2 is our main scripture. We're seeing these evil spirits in absolute technicolor every day, what they're doing and how they're trying to destroy Israel and how they're functioning. And we're exposing them, and they don't like it. They don't like it at all. They want to keep hidden and silent. But if you look at Deuteronomy 7, 1 and 2, you'll come across number five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's 7. And that fifth one is a spirit that is a dream robber, parasite. It promotes shame and inadequacy. Hear somebody say, you know, I am just ashamed, and you know, I just don't have the ability. That's his spirit in operation. They work with the Jebusites, the Gershonites, and the Amorites. And what this name means, it means small village. I'm not going to do a lot of detail here because I've already dealt with this. It means limited vision. Churches get wrapped up in this. We can't do nothing. We don't have any money. There's nowhere we can go. There's nobody we can do. We just can't. That's that spirit. It limits potential. Very limit potential. Small potential. It's spiritual stagnation and poverty. We looked at 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4, and we came across Mephibosheth, who was a member of the household of Saul. And he was escaping with a nurse. The nurse dropped him, fractured his feet, surely, and he was crippled that day forward. And his name means to shatter or break in pieces, or shameful thing. He was ashamed of his problem. We know David loved Jonathan, his father Saul, and wanted to bless his son, and he did in 2 Samuel 9, 5 through 8. And then there's some detail there that, again, we've already taught on. Again, low self-esteem, dead dog. You know, I'm just a dead dog. Crippled spiritual people cannot walk on their own. You know, just no ability, no power. Just here we are. We're in spiritual wheelchairs. Walking is the ability to conquer spiritually and establish kingdom authority. And there's all kinds of scriptures dealing with that. Joshua 1, 2, and 3, Genesis 13, 17, 18, Judges 5, 6, and 11. Not going to go over everything because, again, this is review. It just hampers judgment at the gates. Simply, we never get nothing done here. Personal family, personal life. We never go beyond a certain point. We deal in smallness. We deal in smallness. That's what the spirit does. It deals in smallness, no vision, can't get ahead, never get a better job. You ever heard that from somebody? just hinders them. The name actually means to hinder. The ability to make correct spiritual judgments. No authority to make spiritual judgments. Spiritually crippled. It's a spiritual caste system. Spiritual dependency. Don't know what righteous judgment is. Again, I'm going in review here. Again, you can listen to all these in detail on the website. I mean, just absolutely hindered. Just hindered all the time. All the time. I've even dozens of scriptures dealing with this spirit, how it plays out. How it plays out. You know, Matthew 5:3. Only time spirit is mentioned. Blessed are the spirit, you know, are those that are poor. Blessed are the poor, for they'll be, you know, they're actually rich. They just don't know it. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Poverty on the spirit and soul. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Kingdom of God is spiritual. Sure it is. And is successful. Absolutely. Sure it is. It's successful. The kingdom of God is successful. And see, there's soul judgments involved. With natural understanding. See, the body of Christ has been crippled. You don't think so? Take a look around. I'm sorry to carry bad news, but it's true. Why? Well, God can't do this anymore. He's no longer doing this anymore. Not in our day. That's crippling. You see? That's crippling. Well, you know, the miracles don't happen anymore. Hello, fifth number spirit in Deuteronomy 7, verse 1. Miracles are gone. That's back then. Well, where was back then? You know, back then. Well, where is back then? Back in the biblical days. Really? So God just gave up doing the miraculous. Is that about right? Is that about right? The crippled individuals. This spirit wants to cripple the believer. Just cover you with crippleness. Just absolutely destroy your vision. Well, if I can just make it to Sunday, I'll be all right. That is that spirit coming out of your mouth. Well, if I can just go another day, I think Jesus will come. That's that spirit coming out of your mouth. That's that spirit. That's that spirit. It comes out of us. And you know, it hinders the body of Christ. We can't have revival now. Why? Because of all the problems we're having. Really? So you're saying to God, God, you can't bring a great, mighty move of spirit in your life and your family and the church in which you attend? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're believing? That's that spirit in operation. That's that spirit in operation. Don't allow that. Don't allow that spirit to overtake you. And that's that spirit that, again, generates smallness. Well, there's so few of us. You know, there's only a few here. There's only a handful. Good. That's good, isn't it? Isn't that good? What that spirit will do to people? Well, you know, we just have a few people. We just can't get anything done. We'll never have any money. We'll never do anything. We don't have any dollars. And they don't think about blessing and favor that God gives. They don't see that. And it's a shame. It breaks my heart as a pastor when I deal with stuff like that and people that I pastor's lives. But you know, grace. I'm gonna. Somebody said, "It's not a good dog that won't bark in his own backyard." So I'm gonna get in my backyard here. Grace Point Ministries, since the summer, we've all turned the page. I'm talking about worldwide. I'm talking about in Pakistan, where Pastor Goria is so plugged in to what the General Church is doing here that she's involved. She listens every time I'm ministering to the congregation. She just gets so wound up what God is doing for her and that church over there. Same thing for Samuel. Same thing for Ellie. I mean, they are just right there. Why? Because I got everybody on the same page. God wants to bless you, and he wants to give you favor. He does. That spirit will try to take that away from you. That's what it does. It's oh, you know, we were going to do something, but we're not doing something because we can't do something. Because we'll never be able to do anything, because that's the way it's always been. We're crippled. Sure. But it doesn't mean you can't be healed, does it? Does it mean you can't be healed? Can't be healed? Is that what it means? I'm getting testimonies. I'm barking in my backyard. I'm getting testimonies that is so great. For example, I didn't tell you this. We were praying for a church person's family that went missing a day before Milton came through Tampa. Okay, we know that. You know what happened. You know what's going on. And we were praying about it as a church, as individuals, as the pastor was dealing with that. And we tried several things. What'd you try? Well, we tried seeing if anybody has seen her. And they did. They did, not after the storm. Before the storm, yes. After the storm, no. No, no, no. Police department was called. Just telling you, police department was called. And they checked everything they needed to check, and there was no sign of this person. A friend of this person tried to locate her in different areas of the greater Tampa Bay area. They checked hospitals. They checked places, stores where she would frequent. And a person that was her friend began looking, driving around, trying to see if there was something going on, to no avail. This went on from the day after the storm hit, okay? Storm hit on a Wednesday. This started on a Thursday. Here it is the next week, next Wednesday. It's 7 days out from the storm. Excuse me, nothing going on. Can't find her. Don't know where to look. Here comes Thursday. Now it's been a week after the storm left, 8 days from the storm. 9 days comes. So the family says the only thing I can do is I can try to scout the area to see if, you know, to talk to people, look at hospitals, look at this place, that place. And after a storm of that category and all that flooding and all that wind and water, think about that. We know what happened in North Carolina. We know what happened in Asheville. We know what happened in Georgia and Tennessee. We all know this. And so no one's heard from this person. Don't know. So on the way to look for her, on the way to look for her, while on I-4, yeah, the missing person called. The missing person called. That's right. And the missing person was safe. Don't have all the details at all. But this person usually calls somebody, usually contacts a family member regularly. Regularly. And that missing person was found safe. I got that text on Saturday at 9:11 a.m., 48 hours ago. That I'm looking at it right now. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. You do not allow this spirit to interfere with you ever. Hinder you, keep you thinking small, not do anything. You can't do anything now. It's too late. I've heard that enough. It's too late. No good. You can't do anything. Never go any further. You're done. Stick a fork in them because they're done. No, that's not how it works. Because you will not allow this spirit, spirit number 5 on the list, to dictate God's blessing in your life and what God can do in your life and the favor God can give to you. And the power of the Holy Spirit helping you. You don't allow no spirit like that. And that spirit is everywhere. You don't think so? Listen to Christians talk. You can stand 5 minutes in a vestibule and immediately know where their spiritual positions are. We'll continue this series tomorrow.